Thousands of protesters wound through the streets of Milwaukee Tuesday. For five consecutive nights, they've been protesting the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. A march began early afternoon at Humboldt Park in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood. By 5 p.m., the crowd had grown to thousands of people and had moved downtown to the police administration building. Most of the demonstrations were peaceful, but at one point in the evening, police say protesters threw rocks and glass at officers, prompting police to use tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. Later, police say a Molotov cocktail was thrown at officers. It did not ignite. The department urged the crowd to go home, quote, "for your safety and our safety." One of the peaceful protests Tuesday was a so-called Kneel for Nine gathering that took place at various locations across the Milwaukee area. At South Shore Park, a crowd of about 50 people, mostly from Vineyard Milwaukee Church, knelt for 9 minutes, about the length of time a Minneapolis officer kneeled on George Floyd's neck.
I came here tonight because I am a teacher. I am a mother of an 8-year-old black son. And I am a member of the Vineyard Milwaukee, and I came to show my support and you know, pray for everybody that's been feeling kind of lost and don't know really what to do and how to be an ally. So I thought this was a good way to show my support in a relatively peaceful way. And be with my church.
You can find all of WUWM's coverage of the demonstrations at WUWM.com.